Children at high risk of complications of febrile neutropenia include those with prolonged and profound neutropenia, relapse disease, intensive chemotherapy protocols such as AML treatment, previous infections and comorbidities, very high temperatures, and documented infection at presentation. Did you know that in one study, 20% of children with high risk febrile neutropenia look stable on presentation but develop severe sepsis after the first 24 hours? This is just one of the reasons that children with any of these risk factors should be admitted to hospital and monitored closely.